is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Now, moments ago, you were talking about Abraham Lincoln's long-lost Bible, which is going on display.
That's right.
Which is interesting because just the other day on, it might have been IFC, the IFC channel, they were running that Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer movie. Did you see that movie?
Yes, I did.
You saw it. Was it any good?
You know, a lot of people crapped on it. But I, for
well,
me,
the premise
you,
is
like
ridiculous.
That's my thing is if you go in going, this is going to be ridiculous.
Yes.
Then I have no problem with it. I enjoyed it. I watched it and I own it.
Oh, okay.
I bought the movie.
The interesting thing about that movie is that wasn't the first concept that they had to put Abraham Lincoln in a movie that wasn't really about being president.
Oh, really?
No, there are more.
They quietly watch his every move. Their silent eyes seem to peer directly into his soul. Voiceless sentries, who alone can tell the story of Abraham Lincoln, ventriloquist puppet maker.
See, no, a lot of people don't know Lincoln was a ventriloquist puppet maker.
I had no idea.
Now showing in theaters near you.
For the 16th president of the United States, this day will not end as it began. Not by a long shot. Anger, confusion, and a race against time are waiting for Abraham Lincoln, cable repair guy.
Kind of a contrast again between, you know, the era that he lived in and the modern day world that we're in now.
What do Washington, Jefferson, ancient Egypt, a waffle iron, the Statue of Liberty, dinosaurs, the Torah, leprechauns, and the Constitution have in common? Everything to Abraham Lincoln, conspiracy theorist.
Just stays up late at night and frets.
How am I connected?
I want to govern, but I need Nicolas Cage in my movie somewhere.
Some secrets are never meant to be told, but what goes on in a small log cabin late into the night is not just a secret. For our nation's 16th president, it is an obsession. Abraham Lincoln, Broadway drag queen.
There's no business like show business. Lincoln's got a lot to give. Got some problems.
While others sleep, he lies awake. It is not the fear of the unknown which torments him in his lack of slumber, but rather the fear of what the morning brings. For few know that he is Abraham Lincoln, bedwetter.
You wake up in just a pile of your own pee. Yeah, yeah, sure, you're the president, but it's still cold under your butt.
It's still cold
under
your butt.
It's still very, very cold. Yes, so Abraham Lincoln, he could have starred in all of those movies.